Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, folks, friends and neighbors, long-time listeners, short-time listeners. My name's Mudtoe. This is my radio show, The Midnight Garden, with Mudtoe Sasquatch. So it all makes sense, doesn't it? All comes together. You'll come sit with me in the green beans and the asparagus, and we will discover the meaning of life together. As long-time listeners will have already noticed, this is one of those shows where I'm calling in on the telephone and speaking in a very low voice, making it difficult to hear me. This means that I am visiting my parents, and they are asleep, of course, but I do not wish to wake them up. So I speak in low, even, measured tones, which may make it necessary for you to turn up the volume on your computer or phone or whatever you happen to be listening to me on. Apologize for that, but as I say, don't like to wake the parents if it's at all possible. It's been it's been an interesting week. First of all, thank you for all the well wishes. I have managed to make a nice recovery from that bout with sinusitis. Not much more to say about that. I took the pills and I recovered. Probably if I hadn't waited so long. The remedies that many of my friends had recommended, such as honey, red vinegar, or some of the other ones, coconut oil, which I've been seeing on the internet is actually supposed to kill me. So I'm not sure if that's supposed to. Is it going to heal me or is it going to kill me? I don't know. Does it heal you first and then kill you? It could kill you first and then heal you, but then there's really not much point. Anyway, there were lots of things that. People suggest, and I do thank you for those suggestions. I don't mean to disregard them or disrespect them in any way. But it's reached a point where I needed to relapse to the tried and true for me anyway. I'm not a big fan. I mean, I don't run to antibiotics until I really need to, because, you know, each time you go to the antibiotics, you create a new generation of medicine-resistant bugs, so I don't like to do it. I think it had been something like 3.5 years since the last time I had done it. It had been many years since the time before. But I know my body, and I know my symptoms, and I know when the intervention is required. So I did it. Actually, I probably waited a little bit too long, a little bit longer than I needed to. I think I was ill for longer than I needed to be. In any case, the final antibiotic pill has been taken. So that's another thing. We're not to string those things out. You take the entire course, because, you know, well, I'll save one or two for later in case I get sick with something else. I don't have to go to the doctor. Well, it's like if you don't do the entire course, like if you just take two pills, you end up creating many, many more of those germ-resistant or antibiotic-resistant germs. So, I mean, that's the narrative. But it makes sense to me, so don't do that. I can't think of a good reason to do it. Better to see the doctor than to not see the doctor, at least as long as we still have the ability to do that as middle-class people. But I don't want to get into that discussion tonight. It's not a medicine show, as they say. What do I want to talk about tonight? That's an excellent question. I think I put up on the... when I set up the show, it prompts me to put in a pitch I guess that pitch goes somewhere, but I don't know where. And it might have something to do with an internet search. You know, people are searching or searching the site, the blog talk site, you know, for what's on tonight. You know, what's the subject of these shows. It might go somewhere in there, but I don't know who in the real world sees that, if anybody. But I put it up anyway. It gives me a nice little progress bar as I add information about the show. It goes up here, so I've got you 49%, 51%, 50. The highest I've ever gotten is 57%. And you see, the more information you give them, the more legions of fans are certain to be developed for the show. So tonight, as I'm saying all this, I'm trying to remember what I wrote down for tonight. So that's the other disadvantage of doing the show from my parents' house, is I don't have internet access while I'm doing it. I'm just here on the phone winging it, so I can't. But it was something about somebody over the, a stranger, someone I'd never met, was mean to me over the internet today. And I know, and I really probably shouldn't talk about it at all, because it made me very angry all day. Just as the show has been approaching, have I been starting to get over it, so maybe I shouldn't poke that fire again. But since I put it up on the screen, somewhere out there may possibly have seen it. This is something that's happened to me a few times, not a lot of times. But I'm sure many of you have had the experience on social media. You put a comment up just to provoke some conversation. It's just I'd have to describe it as sort of an academic comment, inspired by all the conversation of, you know, tearing down statues and getting rid of symbols that are sort of counter to, that are antisocial, considered antisocial. I'd have to say they are antisocial. I'll go that far. I'll say they're antisocial symbols. And it occurred to me, I can't remember, someone sort of mentioned, it's not an original thought, but there are no original thoughts. There's a film from, a silent film from the mid, I think, 1915, called Birth of a Nation. You know, where I did hear, what reminded me of it, I heard it, Richard Pryor talks about it in a routine. He's using his Mud Bone character, if you've ever listened to Richard Pryor. It's called Mud Toe Goes to Hollywood, actually. I think it's the alternate version of Mud Toe Goes to Hollywood. He talks about being in Birth of a Nation. And he doesn't say it this way, but there are certain things about them. Like, the movie is about the United States after the end of the Civil War. And it has a very pro Ku Klux Klan attitude. So here we have this movie that's, I mean, it's very important, for a number of reasons. I mean, it's as far as the history of filmmaking. There are a lot of, things that were done for the first time, and it's about film as narrative. You know, film had a story to it that, before 1915, films didn't really have, I guess, much story to them. So you've got these two things. On the one side, you have the fact that its theme is very racist, unapologetically so. And second, you have the thing that it's a very important piece of film history. So, what do you do? So I just put that up there. I said, gave the facts, Birth of a Nation, 1915, very important, piece of film history, but also very racist. What do you do when that happens? As I said, kind of on the academic side, kind of the pointy-headed side, but fair and relevant, I think, what's going on in our society today. But what happened was, somebody leaped on the thread, somebody I don't know, somebody who's not on my friends list, And there are people on my friends list that I don't know. But this is someone who wasn't, and this aggravates me about Facebook, because my Facebook friends, people I actually know or, you know, have some sort of common acquaintance, I know somebody, friend of a friend, whatever, they only see 10 to 15% of my posts. But then this post was seen by somebody I don't know from Adam. I don't know. I have no idea how this person got jumped onto my thread. But anyway, how do I do that? My plan was to do this without saying what was actually said. But now I'm not exactly sure how I'm going to do that. What he said was, well, Todd knows how to read. Oh, I used my real name, not Mud Toe. Forget that. Todd is my birth name. He said, well, Todd knows how to read. Good for him. And it's sort of a snide comment. I can only read into it because the person didn't really say what it was that was upsetting them. But evidently they found the post to be, I don't want to say too intellectual, that kind of too academic a nature. Felt that, you know, it was something I'd copied out of a book or something. No, I'm very sorry you felt that way. I don't understand why you felt the need to, you know, lash out in that way, in a way that doesn't even, I mean, he didn't even say anything about the post, didn't say, you know, that anything about the post bothered him, that he thought it was, you know, inappropriate or wrong in some way. It just, the fact that I quoted something and I gave a date. I mean, this is another thing that sort of worries some, you know, that we seem to, not only is, you know, if you say something and you want to, you want to back it up, you give a source. And that's gone from, you know, people seeming to think that's not necessary to people actively attacking it when you do. So try and back up what you're saying. You know, they somehow it's inappropriate to read things and to do research and to try and figure out for yourself what's going on. That's a sign of being that other, that the people in Charlottesville want to trample over. Not the people in Charlottesville, I mean the people in the protest. So I don't know, that's what's been swimming around in my head all day. And you can't, I think I did write a reply to this person. I wish I didn't. It was just kind of a snide comment back to the snide comment, and it kind of makes me dread the next time I sign on to see if there was any sort of reply. I don't like people to be mad at me, even assholes. I don't even like assholes to be mad at me. I do everything I can to avoid that kind of conflict. And really, I mean, you know, the sort of conflict at that level is not, it's not effective. I mean, it's not, usually I would say you're not going to change anybody's mind, but he hasn't, or, you know, anybody's, you know, that you're going to shift their ideas or ideals, but he hasn't given me any ideas or ideals to shift. He just thinks I'm, I don't know, dumb, you know, for reading, for getting in. I mean, anything that happened before I was alive, I would have to learn about by reading, right? Or somebody telling me about it, which is the same as reading. I don't know. You know, some people are dicks. You know, excuse the language, but it's true. And there's no amount of arguing that's going to change that. And as I say, I've been in a situation a few times before, and my reaction has been to try and argue, you know, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. I'm avoiding that. As I say, I did make the one comment back, but there won't be any more. I will ask you to hold me accountable for that. because there's no, I mean, there's no point to it. I can do a tussle with some people that I actually did know a little bit. And it was over, I'm getting that strong feeling that I've spoken about this recently. It was about the Washington Redskins. And at the time, it was someone who was, you know, advocating for that name to be changed had bought commercial time on the NBA playoffs. A friend of mine had a thread where everybody was talking about how wonderful that was. And I posted that thread. I'll just say what I was going to say. I posted on that thread that I thought maybe they ought to ask, you know, the Native Americans how they might want that money to be spent. And I was just cut to pieces. You know, I was a racist, you know, for suggesting that maybe this one person who, you know, liked to get on TV, maybe possibly, just possibly, they didn't speak for all Native Americans, so that Native Americans might have other concerns besides the name of this football team. Yeah, and what I learned, and what I've tried to live by ever since, and I have, except in some isolated instances, is when someone, generally when someone puts up, see, when I put someone up, something up on Facebook, I'm trying to provoke a discussion. But most people are looking for people who agree with them. So any, you know, your disagreement on you know, someone else's thread, you're taking your life into your own hands. Not life. I mean, I talk about danger to life and limb, but there'll always be these just rancorous arguments. And I'm just, you know, I don't have the personality to keep up an album. I can't. I don't want to fight. I don't like fighting. It makes me ill. And also, you know, I'm an Aquarius, so I really don't have the attention span for it. I don't have the attention span to get into a good argument. I just lose interest. So what else can I say about this? These house shows. Always, the energy is just never quite right for it. If I'm not at home, and what's been getting me when I'm at home is I've been having neighbors come to the door and knock and want things. And it's happened like twice during the show, you know, while I was broadcasting, someone was out front knocking at my door. And I interrupted the show. I got up and tried to talk to them, you know, knocking on my door. Well, knocking on somebody's door after midnight, I mean, unless the building is on fire, I don't know if you can really justify that. Kid is missing, you know, something like that. Something of an emergency nature that you would knock on somebody's door that late. I think 12 o'clock is beyond, midnight is beyond the pale. I think after midnight I ought to be safe from that sort of thing. But it doesn't seem that I am. So there is that. So I really don't, you know, 100% cut loose when I'm doing the show at home. But at least I don't have to worry about, you know, moderating the tone of my voice. I don't have to worry about waking anybody up because, you know, there's nobody there. It's really more fun to do the show when I'm at home. I've been making an effort to make sure that I'm at my place on Fridays and not here, but it just didn't work out this time. I think the next time I would be coming back would be Labor Day weekend, and I really think, because my other alternative is to record the show, but I never really do well with that. First of all, you know, Blog Talk, you know, technology has failed me on a number of occasions. The show either hasn't played, or, you know, a number of times one of Chief Iggy's shows played instead. And Chief Iggy said it is because, you know, I had marked one of my old shows to play automatically. I said, that doesn't explain why it played your show. It didn't play my show, it played your show. But there's that. And then also the show, it's sort of when you're doing the show live, there's sort of a, well, there's a necessity to just kind of fight through it, finish it. You know, when I'm recording it, I have this tendency to, like, quit, you know, like 10 minutes into it, say, oh, I don't like this, and start over. When I'm doing the show live, I can't just quit and start over. A lot of times I wish I could, but I can't. Just kind of keep slogging on through. I think it's better that way. I think it makes the show better. Better, better, better. I've had, the occasion was I realized that I've been divorced for 20 years. And as I've been thinking about that, I've kind of drawn a line between, you know, me before that event and me after that event. And there are a lot of positive aspects of myself that existed, you know, before, that I feel have winnowed away in the years since I got that divorce. And my life has kind of been on a slide into oblivion. And I really feel that a lot of those characteristics that I liked about myself have slowly slipped away. And I would like to reclaim those. Yeah, I don't like being a weird hermit who communicates with the outside world only through Facebook and through this radio show. I want to be more involved in things that are happening around me. Yeah, I don't want to live in a place where I'm often afraid. So how does one affect that? I had an old high school friend post on my. I made a post about it being basically what I just said, and he told me I needed to write a book. Like, you know, that's something that's been in my mind for years and years and years. I really do want to write a book, but I haven't, you know, haven't been able to find it within myself to get, you know, more than a little bit of a start on it. I have a few things written, but nothing. Well, anyway, he says, write a book because, you know, you these things, you know, I tell these stories about things that are happening in my neighborhood, you know, and he says, you know, don't just write them on Facebook and don't just talk about them on a podcast. He says, write a book. He says, I would read it. And I've had a few people say that they would read the book if it got written. I have so many friends who've written books. It really, really kind of aggravates me. but again, I've made that sort of resolution. Although that's not, I've picked a lousy weekend to do it because this is festival weekend here at our annual street festival here in my old hometown. That's tomorrow, and then my father's 80th birthday is on Sunday. So it's not a typical lazy weekend, but certainly I will be able to find bits of downtime. And what I've resolved is, if I really want to rescue the old pre-1997 mud toe, the thing to do is to start writing that book. That would be one thing that would be reversed from all the declination of the last 20 years. And that's what this radio show is supposed to be about. That's the intention I set. It's about finding positive directions in which to push my life. And then my hope is that, you know, anything, something that I say in that direction is heard by somebody who needs to hear it. That's the other half. That's the payoff. But in the meantime, it's me trying to work it out. So when you come back next week, as I'm sure you all will, I need to have something to say about the book. I need some way or form or some a method of accountability. Not a lot has worked for me in the past, but I felt like, you know, back at the, I'm using this system now. Before 97, after 97. Before 97, I feel like I was a very accountable person. Today, not so much. But in, you know, 97, you know, I'd take something on and I would finish it. And if I can, you know, if I do that here, when I do that here, we won't say if, we will say when I do that in this situation, that represents a return to pre-1997 Mudtoe. And if I can return to pre-1997 Mudtoe in one way, I can certainly do it in other ways. Going out and getting more steady employment. You know, putting aside, you know, the requirement that the job be perfect. And you know, just take a job that's going to help. You know, I'm not going to require myself to take a, you know, 40-hour-a-week job that I hate, but I might take a 20-hour-a-week job that I hate because I need the money. That would be something that present Mudtoe wouldn't want to do, but something that pre-97 Mudtoe would. I mean, I could open up this whole door about relationships with women, but I think I'll leave that for now. I really think I need to have distance from where I am now before I can even. What's the old 80s, 90s psychobabble? I have to be okay with myself before I go and do that. So, guess what? I made it through the show. I never think I'm going to, but, you know, especially don't think I'm going to when I'm here at the folks' place. But here I am. It is the end. I thank you so much for being an attentive audience and a patient audience. I invite you to come back next week. All about my progress on my book, because I've told you I'm going to do it, and now, as a reformed Mudtoe, I need to. So, thank you, and I wish you a pleasant good evening.